Hi folks, this is Kim from Fit to Drive School. Just a brief introduction before we start the positive driving affirmations. What the soundtrack is, it's a guided session taking you through everything you'll need to do to drive confidently, and that includes changing lanes, how to do your blind spot checks, and all the other things that you'll need to do to both pass your P-plate test, and also to help and encourage you to drive safely. If you practice correctly, your actions will turn into habits. So the idea of these affirmations and suggestions is to help replace your outside help, which is your supervising drivers, with inside thoughts. So in other words, they'll guide you to practice with a purpose. Okay, so when you go out to drive, you go out to do something specific. And the more that you listen to it, the more that you'll turn your thoughts into actions. It isn't meant to replace good quality instruction, whether from your supervising drivers or from your driving instructor, but rather to add and complement on what you are learning and perhaps eliminate, you know, some of your current bad habits that you may have picked up from your supervising drivers, whoever that may be. Now, there are two versions. You'll get both, plus you'll also have a PDF of all the suggestions that you can actually read. That way you'll involve your visual, which is your sight, as well as your auditory, which is listening. I also have a link to all my videos, my short How Not to Fail videos that you'll be able to access. That will be on the PDF. Version 1 can be used while driving if you've got a few hours up and can master the basics. This is version 1, such as, you know, steering and staying in position. It's fine to listen to. It's great to listen to as a passenger too, both for you and your supervising driver will benefit. Version 2 will actually take you through a guided relaxation session first before the safe driving affirmations start. It can be used with or without headphones, headphones preferably. When you've got 20 minutes or so of undisturbed quiet time, you can either be lying down or sitting in a comfy chair with your hands resting on the table or in your lap. This is really good for anxious or nervous drivers. So how does it work? It's a series of easy to understand instructions spoken in a calm, clear voice. It's the way I teach. It's meant to be listened to as often as possible, and they'll become embedded into your subconscious and become second nature to you. So the more you listen, the more it will benefit you. The actions that you continually repeat will become habits. Good driving habits done regularly become safe driving habits for life. And it is completely safe to listen to while driving, far safer than many other actions that can be done or shouldn't be done while driving. So it's a little bit like having me as your instructor sitting next to you. So whether you're a beginner or have lots of hours up, these guided suggestions will give you confidence to stay focused, drive safely, and to pass your test. So let's get into it. Before starting the car, I make sure that I'm seated comfortably and my mirrors are correctly adjusted. Before starting the car, I always make sure that my seatbelt is on and safely fastened, as well as those of any passengers that I may have. Once I have the car started, I make sure that there are no lights showing on the dashboard that should not be on, such as warning lights, oil, etc., high beam. I know that learning any new skill takes time, and the more I practice correctly, the more competent and confident I will become. I know that humour and laughter are important learning tools in any new endeavour, so I have a little bit of fun while I'm driving. When driving, I never let the actions of the driver of the vehicle behind me negatively influence my driving behaviour. I stay calm, even when other drivers may sound their horn or act impatiently towards me. I check my centre, left and right mirrors every 10 seconds or so. I know that looking around and making sure I know what's around my vehicle at all times is the essence of low-risk driving. I wait for 5 seconds with my right indicator on and do all my head checks before I move away from the curb and move out into the road. I change lanes confidently and assertively. I always put my indicator on first in the direction that I want to go, check my mirrors, my blind spot, and then I move smoothly across when it is safe and turn my indicator off once I'm in the lane. I am calm and relaxed while driving. I keep my focus totally on the road, and I have confidence in my ability to drive safely. I trust and believe in my own abilities. I'm excited to be doing my road test and the freedom that having my driver's license will bring. I'm able to confidently and clearly tell my instructor or my supervising driver what I'd like to practice in my driving lesson. I'm always aware of my speed, and I'm always able to stay safely at, or if necessary, below the posted speed limit. I always do my blind spot checks correctly by turning my chin to my shoulder in the direction that I want to move. So in other words, changing from the right lane to the left lane, you look out the left passenger side window, and changing from the right left lane to the right lane, you look out your driver's side mirror. You don't just use your driver's side window, I'm sorry, you don't just use your mirrors. When driving, I always observe a safe following distance of at least 3 seconds from the car in front of me. I never tailgate another vehicle. I see the back tyres of the car in front of me touching the ground when I am stationary or stopped at a set of lights. I check my centre mirror and left and right mirrors regularly, especially when approaching a set of lights where the lights may change to orange and I need to prepare to slow down and to stop safely. I always slow down on approach to an orange light and prepare to stop if safe to do so. I am observant about my position on the road when I am driving. I stay left on a road with no lanes marked when I can do so safely. I allow about a meter or whatever is a safe distance when passing a stationary vehicle on the side of the road. I take as much of the road as I need to pass safely and no more. When going through intersections, I do a brief head check left and right as I'm entering the intersection. I stop the car completely at stop signs for 3 seconds. I spell STOP to myself, do my head checks, and move when safe. On approach to give way signs, I slow down and prepare to stop and give way to all traffic, pedestrians and cyclists. When approaching roundabouts, I give way to oncoming traffic turning right, traffic approaching from the right, and I make sure that I do my head checks both on approach to the roundabout and as I am turning or going straight ahead. I understand that the rule of the roundabouts is whoever is in the roundabout has the right of way. Whenever I use my brakes or my indicators, my eyes automatically check my centre mirror. I look as far ahead as I can to anticipate any change in traffic flow. I'm always able to take action early if needed. I'm especially observant when approaching pedestrian crossings. I slow down if someone is within 3 metres and prepare to stop and let them walk completely across from one footpath to the other footpath. I do not move my car until they have left the road and are on the footpath. At red traffic lights when my vehicle is stopped, I make sure that I am 1 metre from the solid white line, and when the lights go green, I look both ways, left and right, before moving. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these affirmations and suggestions, and again, I encourage you to listen to them as often as possible. It will help you to pass your test, but more importantly, it'll help you to become a safe and courteous road user. This is Kim from Fit to Drive. Don't forget to check out my videos on the PDF form that you've got. There is a link there to it, and also a link to my book. Thank you again for listening.